From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. We now know the names of two people who died in a crash on Wednesday. 32-year-old Tewas Steenblok-Smith of Willow Grove was driving a 1994 Honda Accord northbound on 101 south of Benbow Drive. 44-year-old Jamie Sanchez of Eureka was driving a Toyota Prius coming the other way. For reasons still under investigation, the Honda crossed the southbound lanes directly into the path of the Toyota. The Honda struck the Toyota head-on. Both vehicles came to rest partially, blocking both southbound lanes, and both drivers died as a result of their injuries. Early yesterday morning, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with help from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, conducted a traffic stop on Highway 101 at Crooks Valley. During a multi-week probe, they had determined that the occupant of the vehicle, 57-year-old Neil Kemp, was trafficking heroin throughout Humboldt County. Through their investigation, they believe that Kemp had purchased a large amount of narcotics in the Central Valley region. During the stop, Kemp was detained without incident. A narcotics detection canine from the DA's office was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics. They found about 1 pound of heroin, also a small amount of suspected fentanyl. Kemp was placed under arrest, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on narcotics violations. He was out on bail at the time of the traffic stop on similar charges out of Sonoma County. The Redwood Times reporting PG&E monthly gas and electric bills are set to rise sometime during the first few months of 2020 after state regulators approved the embattled utility's request for more revenue from ratepayers. The approval from the PUC came Thursday as the utility tries to raise capital for fixing its aging gas and electricity systems. PG&E monthly power bills will rise an estimated 31 cents a month for people who receive both gas and electricity services from the company. For the average electricity user, monthly bills would rise 20 cents from the current level $113.64 to a new level of $113.84 based on customers who use 500 kilowatt hours per month. The City of Arcata is accepting 2020 Business of the Year Award nominations. City establishing the annual Business of the Year Award program, recognizing businesses and nonprofits that show innovation, resourcefulness, collaboration, and practices supporting the community and protecting the environment. Arcata businesses, nonprofits, and members of the community all invited to submit nominations. All nominations must be received by Friday, January 3rd. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.